Even in its short history, Vancouver has seen some notable buildings come and go from its skyline and city blocks. Most were demolished due to incoming developments, or at least plans for developments, though at least one was destroyed by a massive and deadly fire. The above photos show 12 of the most notable, though it's by no means a comprehensive list. And not everything notable was beautiful. The first Hotel Vancouver was not a popular design. But it was successful and therefore replaced with a bigger, better building. This set of archival images does capture some of Vancouver's historic losses, though, including some that could still be standing today if it weren't for contentious decisions years ago. For example, the Burke's Building at Granville in West Georgia was a large, beloved structure that activists fought to save. In the end, the 11-story structure was torn down, and now it's a London Drugs. The city's first Art Deco tower was also taken down. In 1989, 70 years after it was built, the Georgia Medical Dental Building at Georgia and Hornby Streets fell despite some trying to save it. The Cathedral Place Tower replaced it. Others decayed and, instead of being restored, were demolished, like the Second Pantages Theatre, which was also known as the Majestic, among other names. Disasters did destroy, or lead to the demolition, of a couple. The Denman Arena was a cutting-edge sports and event complex when it was built more than 100 years ago, but a fire in 1936 destroyed it and it wasn't replaced. There was also the Vancouver Opera House, a 1,200-seat theater built when the city was just 13,000 people strong, though there were many surrounding communities. Built in 1891, it was a central piece to what became the Granville Strip, but a fire damaged it and led to offices being added. In 1969, its final form was taken down and Pacific Center Mall followed in its place.